broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 4, episode 33. It's number 168. How is it going?
Wonderful.
Pretty good.
Nice, nice, nice. I'm in a much better place than I was last week that we recorded.
What a difference a week makes.
What a difference a week makes. And not in like the great good way or whatever, but like, so I need to share, I guess, this behind the scenes. We recorded for what, like 2 hours and 6 minutes last week or something? Like it was to the point where I had to take out the voicemail in order to export the show to get it down. And, you know, it was like this whole big thing. And a lot of it was like, so the final running time was an hour 13. And most of that was me just completely losing my fucking shit and crying over and over again about the Super Tuesday results. And you ladies probably remember a very prominent storyline on the show last week was Mike Bloomberg doing better than Elizabeth Warren. But being that the final results at the end of the night was that she did beat him overall, I cut all of that out. And it turns out that was like 40 minutes of our show.
Forest for the trees.
And some of it I saved for bonus content, which will be out. The February bonus content will be out within the next few days, I promise. But if I haven't already put it out now, but a lot of it was very painful to re-listen to. Cause like how many times did I like burst into tears, guys? It was bad. So
a handful.
I believe in the final recording, there was only two times that I kept the crying in. And it was one when I talked about not having a female president just yet and promising Zach. And the second time was when I came down the stairs and realized that Tulsi's going to be the last woman standing. I mean, and that was so white woman tears that I was like, I guess I have to keep it in because I can't edit around this one. Because then the whole show would be lost. Anyway, so I'm in a much better place is where we are now. You might hear some of it, but a lot of it I actually just employed the self-care and deleted because I didn't want to have to re-listen to it upon our bonus show because it was a painful week last week.
That's fair.
It was a painful week, but I'm feeling a lot better. Our Bernie bro discussion got sliced in like, I don't know, 60% of. And then the Bernie bros went on Twitter and, you know, were really mad about a TikTok dance that lasted 10 seconds. So that was fun.
Oh, I learned what TikTok is.
I know. Like, I also learned what that whole thing was. And then I saw the A-Rod J-Lo version of the flip a switch dance. And I was like, oh my God, this is so funny. And yeah. Oh,
I didn't realize that. I saw it on Instagram and I didn't realize it came from TikTok.
Oh, well, I also saw it on Instagram, and then I shared that Instagram with, like, everybody that I knew that would care about it. And wasn't it really funny, though, when he comes out, like, yeah.
I didn't see the J-Lo one, but I'll have to go.
Oh, the J-Lo one is so – it is really worth looking up and watching. Like, it is so funny.
Okay, so I haven't seen that one, but I was, like, a friend who's, like – 10 or so years younger than me explained to me the whole TikTok thing and like showed it to me. And it was the first time I had really like seen it. I sort of like vaguely knew that it existed, but I hadn't seen it. And this was my moment of like, I'm officially on the other side. This was the first sort of like social media thing that I like really didn't
welcome know to 36
about. And that when it was explained to me and shown to me, I was like, this is literally the dumbest shit I've ever seen. And why would anyone want to spend time on it? And like, I still don't really understand it because you're watching people that you don't know.
Well, like, isn't that
literally just for people to become like internet famous. That's literally
question.
And that's how I know I'm old, but I'm super okay with it.
Isn't that just like the other thing used to be where it was just 10 second videos that Instagram bought out and I can't remember what it was called. Remember,
Vine. Was it Vine?
Yeah.
Well, because Vine went away and then I think it came back.
Yeah, as TikTok.
And maybe it's now morphed into TikTok. I don't know.
I never got on the Vine train, but as you're saying that, it reminds me that my friend, I think, also compared it to that. So, yes, this is the second time it's been pointed out that it's not super new to me, but maybe third time's a charm. I'll remember next time.
Essentially, I never did Vine.
I still think Twitter is stupid. Of course I'm not
into TikTok. Twitter is stupid. Yeah, Twitter is stupid, but that took me a little while to come around to. TikTok is just the fucking worst.
We just totally lost all like three of the 20 something year old listeners we had.
Yep. We just got super okay boomered.
Yep. I'm like totally fine with it.
Yep.
I honestly, some really good things came out of Vine. Didn't the Ryan Gosling eating cereal videos come out of Vine?
Never heard of them.
I think the scarier dog with like the sheet and running away thing. I think that was from Vine.
It's amazing what people can come up with in 10 seconds, and that actually does impress me. But I think remember Ryan Gosling eating cereal? The guy died, and then he like actually paid tribute to him by eating cereal like in the same poses. Oh, man. It was really funny.
I'll take your word for it. That sounds like it could be funny. Ryan Gosling has really a very good sense of humor.
When I go to edit this, I will, as providing that it's not, you know, midnight or 5:30 a.m., which are my two apparently broadcast editing times. I will Google that and send you guys the link to it. And if anybody wants the link to it, post it in the Facebook group. I'll post it there too if I don't remember to do it ahead of time. But like, yeah, it's really funny, the Ryan Gosling cereal thing. Anyways, have you guys heard of the new website washyourlyrics.com?
Nope.
You haven't heard of this?
Nope, oh sure God. Haven't.
So you can literally type in any song and this website will generate lyrics that you can sing of this song to wash your hands to avoid like coronavirus and the flu. So let me do Truth Hurts by Lizzo. Going to this. Let's see. Okay, here we go. And I only know that about this site because my coworker was doing a series of she had this idea last night to do a series of Instagrams of like changing the song lyrics up every day for our office and then like, you know, Instagramming live it of what it should be. And she said that she got all the way through. She had this ludicrous song printed out and then she realized that it was ludicrous and she was tweeting it to a bunch of lawyers and it wasn't gonna go. Anyway, all right, here we go, guys. This is just using lyrics, washyourlyrics.com. I am done after this, I swear. That's what she said. But if you would like to wash your hands to Truth Hurts, you go, why a man great till they gotta be great? Woo, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems. That's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I saw them. That's the goddess in me. You could have had a bad bitch. Now, it doesn't specify if you need to leave like room for beats, but let's just go for it anyway. You could have had a bad bitch. Non-committed. Help you with your career. Just a little. Blah, 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 blah. I know. You're dancing, but I'm sucking at this so bad. Essentially, you have to go all the way through. Best friend set me down in a salon chair. And that's it.
And your hands are clean.
Yeah, that's much more fun. I've been just doing the alphabet, which is what someone once told me, that like to get all the way through the alphabet means your hands are properly cleaned. But this is much more fun.
We've been doing happy birthday at home and Alex is fine. He's very happy singing happy birthday. But Zachary has been at the point like happy birthday is boring. And now I'm like, oh, my God. Now I know. I've got this website. So go to washyourlyrics.com, guys, because at the very least, it's actually pretty funny.
Nice.
It's made by a 17-year-old in the UK.
Wow. Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Good job, William.
Good job, William. Thank you.
Yeah, good job, William.
Making it better for the rest of us.
Seriously. I take back anything that I said about young people a little while ago. Anyway, does anybody else have anything before we move on?
I just spent $200 at Sephora. I suppose that's a sign that you're a real and proper adult.
Yeah. What did you buy?
Oh, my goodness. What did I buy? I liked it. This was actually like a big purchase. I was out of a lot of things. So it's not like I bought like a I was out of mascara. I was out of, like, I do like a tinted moisturizer. I was out of my night cream. I do like the Urban Decay, like, eyeshadow primer. And I bought my first eye cream. I'm officially old.
TikTok, eye cream.
TikTok, eye cream. It's all downhill from here. It was time. Have you seen these bags? It's not great.
I'm Sicilian, so I've had these bags pretty much since I was born.
Yeah, see, this is a new thing for me. I don't like it. So, doing. Yeah.
Do you guys remember a few years ago before I was pregnant with Alex? Oh, no, while I was pregnant with Alex, when I said I was going to get plastic surgery to remove the bags under my eyes. Do you guys remember that? Shannon remembers that.
Vaguely. It sounds, yeah.
I was like, once I'm done breastfeeding, I am getting the shot or something. I'm getting rid of these bags. Well, here I am. And I'm like, I am still focusing on where these gray hairs are coming in.
Well, you know, this eye cream does wonders. I'll send you a tube.
Please do. Let me know. I'll buy my own, but let me know, because I've tried the eye stuff. I tried a lot of that up until Alex was born, and then, you know, I got a little bit distracted. But
it should be doing wonders.
But now I use the Facetune app on my phone, which is the Kardashian app, you know, the one that they are advertised as using, and it gets rid of the bags nicely, where they're not totally gone, but it like lessens them a lot, so it doesn't make them look super like photoshopped out.
Okay, like, so it's like a filter. It's not like your phone is magically fixing your skin.
No, it's an app.
It's not like you're like microdermabrasion, like holding your phone up, like. No, making it's not your like, skin. I will be beautiful.
No. It's not like the Insta, like the Snapchat or the Instagram, like, you know, faces.
It's just like okay.
No. But it's not a filter either. It's like an editing tool for your face.
In the picture.
Yeah. Like you can edit anything you want. Like you can fix up like blemishes. You can move your face shape like around. Photoshop.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Photoshop Lite. And remember, I don't know if you guys remember, but I'm pretty sure I told this story around the time Alex was born, where I was using, this is when I first like was using this app a lot. And I was doing the teeth whitening version of it. And Jay was like, stop using that. Our teeth look like alien, that they're so white.
The teeth whitening is like, it often looks very, very fake.
Yeah. Well,
it's like hard to get that right.
You know what?
No, my tired brain, when you first said this app, I thought like my mind went to like, you know, like those sleep apps that like somehow can tell you how long you've been sleeping.
Yeah.
Like, how does an app like fix your skin?
Like, they're very smart. They use like you can like focus on a non-blemish area and it will match that. Like,
yes, but you'll still have that blemish in real life.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
My brain went to like the phone fixes it.
Fair enough. All right.
Like the jade roller of phone apps. I don't know.
That's fair.
I do think that everyone should do whatever they want to do. But for those who aren't into the creams, I'll just be the voice of the minority over here. It's just going to slip into old age and it's going to be okay.
Well, yes, to be fair, I don't want to fix everything. It's just...
Yeah. I wonder if any of that stuff... Yeah. No, I get it. I totally get it. I do wonder if any of that stuff works. And I also just think that I don't want to spend money on it. I have to like feel like I'm putting something on my skin. But that's like already my deal with makeup. So I'm... And the gray hairs will come. And then...
No, I'm not doing it.
And then I'll be a gray-haired woman. And it'll be okay. But if anyone wants to do anything different, that's okay too.
Absolutely. Yeah. If anybody has any beauty tips for us, apparently we're at that, you know, age of the podcast. We'll take them.
Added thing. If anyone has any tips on like natural products that are low on packaging, that is like the next thing I really, because I realized this as I was like putting everything away. I'm like, oh, I really did bad. This is a lot of small plastic packaging. And I would really like to move away from that and move to things that use less plastic. I already use mostly natural products just because of all my allergies. I use things that don't have a lot of chemicals in them anyway, but that's the next step. Or like companies, like if you, any company you use that you really love that maybe takes back the packaging to recycle it, give me those tips. I would love to find makeup brands that do that kind of stuff so I can be a little less wasteful.
Yeah, agreed. Thebroadcasters3@gmail.com.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh my God. Moving away from that for a second, I totally forgot something that happened this weekend. So I took the boys to a park in Raleigh because it was really nice on Sunday and it was kind of towards the evening. And Zach wanted to, you know, Alex had just woken up from nap because Spring Forward kind of threw him off and he was kind of like out of it. And Zach wanted to go on the playground at the playground. So I know there was a geocache that was, you know, in the woods that were bordering the playground that was the only one in the area that I hadn't found. And I was like, Zach, he knew. I was like, Zach, I'm going to go in the woods right here. I can still see you on the, you know, playground. You know, give me a minute. I'm just going to go, you know, take a look and I promise I'll be right back. And he was like, okay. And I did. I went into the woods with Alex and I found the geocache, which was in like this container that's a little vial, right, hanging from a tree. And Zachary, ever the I'll work with you kind of kid, was like, Mommy! Mommy! And I was like, I'm coming! I'm coming! As I'm bending down, opening this vial, like just pull the log out and sign it. And I see this person like, you know, come over to the woods and like give a glance at me and walk back. And then I don't really think anything of it. I'm like, oh, whatever, you know, oh, this guy spotted me. It's going to be whatever. Who cares? I put it back. I go back. Zach is like still like, Mommy. And I'm like, we're here. We're here. And Alex is at that point, like kind of still cranky because he got woken up when we got out of the car. So I'm sitting on the bench and I'm rocking him. I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. Like, you know, rocking him back and forth, telling Zach it's fine. And it was just very much like awkward. And this guy is staring at me. I mean, giving me this look like I'm a terrible parent for leaving Zach on the slide by himself and like just looking at me, watching me like a hawk. I never felt like he was creepy. I never felt like I was in danger, but like I felt like he was watching and judging me. And then when I walked away with them and got in the car, I realized, shit, that guy thought that that vial in the woods was me doing drugs. And then I just left my kid to go do drugs. And yeah, so I am, the way he was watching me now like makes sense. Like he was watching to see if I was like, you know, capable enough to like take care of my children the way he was staring at me. Because it wasn't a creepy way. It wasn't, it was just like a, it was just weird. Like not even like a weird way. It was just like a way.
And, oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
so I'm
sir, it's far
sure,
nerdier than that, I assure you.
Yeah, I was like, no. I was just signing my name on a piece of paper in this thing hanging from the tree because I'm cool.
There's this whole network of hidden things throughout the country.
There are dozens of us.
There's dozens of us. And there's riddles, and there's maps, and some of them travel.
Exactly. There is no way he didn't think that. So, oops.
Damn.
Anyway.
And now he's telling this story to his friend on another podcast.
Exactly.
About, oh, my God. I saw a woman doing drugs.
Exactly. And that's essentially what I said at my office. I was like, I would have gone back to the swings and like clarified it with him once I realized it. But then I was like, eh, it's his story to tell to his friends. I'm not going to deny him that. But anyway, does anybody else have anything interesting that happened to them?
God, I'm trying to think.
I mean, you know, we're at that quiet time of year.
Mm.
I went out on Friday night with Tasia and another friend. The friend who taught me TikTok. That's when I learned about TikTok.
Ah.
And there was some woman who was at the bar, like, by herself, like, all dressed up, and apparently it was her 30th birthday, and so we, like, danced with her a little bit, and then Tasia was talking to her, and she was there by herself, so maybe she was, like, traveling for work. I don't know. We never really got the story, but Tasia came back at one point, like, all, like, super sad-looking, and she was like, uh-oh. Like, she apparently, like, the woman, it was her 30th birthday. She's had Botox. Speaking about aging. She had had Botox, and Tasia was like saying like,
for 30?
Like it looked, I know. Saying that it looked really. She had
migraines, and that was what the Botox was for.
Maybe that was the mix up then, because apparently Tasia was trying to compliment her, but she got really self-conscious about it. And my thought was like, if you're going to have Botox when you're 30, like you kind of have to own it.
Maybe own it.
Maybe we've solved this. Maybe it was for migraines.
That is a thing. My mom has gotten
it's Botox totally a thing.
Injections
yeah.
for
yeah.
migraines.
Yeah.
But I don't
yeah,
think I it's in a way. But I don't think they're in places where like, you know, you can see. I think they're like way up in the hairline. And
okay. Yeah.
I no, think they put them on like the back of your head too, like wherever
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Aww. Yeah. Well, I hope that she doesn't have migraines. And I also hope that, I don't know.
Hope that she's happy with her Botox.
Yep.
Yeah.
No matter what it's for.
Or, you know, if she's got a little buyer's remorse, that stuff's not permanent.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't have to do it again.
Exactly.
True.
She does not
been there, done that, and decided it wasn't for her. That's fine too.
Yep. All right. Does anybody else have anything before we move on? Gosh, everybody sounds so excited.
I will say, I went to the pool right before we started recording for the first time. It's now been 3 weeks since my tattoo, so I went back to the pool, and I've said it before, like the pool, like really, I'm like all.
Coronavirus,
like to the point that when I came back, I had to feed my cats and give them. They also needed some more water in their water dishes, and I proceeded to pour water into their food dish.
Oh, I've done that before. I've totally done that before. Oh my God!
Like cat cereal. Whoops.
Cat cereal.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at. I'm just like I'm pool high. Or
nice.
Whatever.
God, I've been swimming in so long. I need to find a pool I can go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Hold on. There yep. goes
Brooklyn. It's not me this time.
Oh!
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare blame it on Brooklyn.
There goes Monterey.
Speaking of, I keep seeing Fiona walk by. I'm like, where is Captain? Oh, he's sleeping over there. Oh, yeah, that's a big exciting thing. Today is Captain's adoptiversary.
Yay!
Yep.
8 years ago today, I brought him home.
That's crazy, aww. Actually.
Yeah, every year it kind of sneaks up on me because it doesn't feel like it's that much of my life.
Yeah.
But it is. So that's pretty cool.
Our adoptiversary for Zoe is the beginning of May. Jay, so I went home for Mother's Day 2009, and Jay went to his family's house for Mother's because of my first Mother's Day here, and my mom really wanted me to come home, so I did. So he went to his mother's, and he brought Zoe back home because she was one part of the kittens that were living outside of his parents' house. Because Lost viewers will remember this, but they had Mommy Kitty, and this was this feral cat that had several litters of kittens underneath Jack's deck or like outside the tree outside their house. Like it was always like right around the house and she felt safe there. And they always took all the kittens in and, you know, got them strong enough and adopted them all out. So Zoe was one of them.
Aww.
Yeah. She was part of that first litter. The first litter is that they, you know, each sibling like kind of took one and aww. The rest of them then, you know, we gave away, but we vetted properly. I will say that.
Nice.
Because
nice.
I remember, like, we vetted them, all the people that wanted the other ones. But anyway, whatever. Happy anniversary, Captain.
Yeah, yeah. So that means he is somewhere between 10 and 12 years old. So he's officially, you know, old man, get off my lawn.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep. He sure doesn't show it.
Yeah.
He doesn't do TikTok. He's got no time for it. But yeah, he sure is. He sure just is cute.
Wait. Just you aww. Wait. Oh, man. Good times. Does anybody else have anything?
I'm sorry. Was this not enough for you?
No, this was enough. I don't want it to seem like I was taking over. I'm very self-conscious this week because I edited like 40 minutes of me talking last week and like 5 minutes of you guys. It was very disproportional. So I want to make sure that I'm...
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I am being sensitive to the fact that you guys have things to say this
no,
week.
My big moments. I spent way too much money on makeup and my cat's old.
Fabulous. All right. Before we get into the next part of the show, which I think is a pretty fun Twitter party, I've got to pee. So I'm just going to call this commercial break early. We'll see you guys in a minute. All right.
Great.
Okay.
All right, so we are back, and we have a fun Twitter party that we're all going to share with you guys. This is from this past weekend. I guess that would be, you know, some weekend in March 2020. And the hashtag was hashtag said during board games and sex. And they're pretty funny, actually. I can kick it off, but you guys, please, ladies, feel free to jump in with anything that you find that is funny. The first one I see is from The Loud House, and it is, I'm going to swallow the most balls, and it is from the Hungry Hungry Hippo game. My other one that I really, really liked is, here's your $200, and that's from Monopoly.
I like this one from Life.
Ooh, yeah.
Please no kids. Please no kids. Please no kids.
Or what about the Boffett one? Boffett, pull it, twist it. Not a board game, but still funny.
Settlers of Catan. I'd give anything for some wood.
Oh my God, Shani, this is the first time in broadcast history that you knew what it was and I didn't, because I skipped over that one because I had no idea what the fuck that was.
Full disclosure, I've never actually played it, but I have a lot of friends who spent a lot of time circa like 10 years ago playing Settlers of Catan.
Oh, here's one. Don't Wake Daddy? Apparently it's a board game. I have not heard of this, but there's a picture and it looks like a fantastically 90s board game.
It probably is. I really like there's a lot of Clue ones, like a lot of them, but I like Professor Plum took the pipe to Miss Scarlet in the ballroom.
I like the chess one.
Yeah.
I really didn't think a bishop was supposed to do that. That's what the Pope said.
Oh my God.
All the right spots in under a minute. It's the perfection. That like game God. Where you had to put all the pieces in the board before the timer went off and it like shook them all loose.
Oh my God. Pie face. Yours had a lot of cream.
Similarly, the game of Splat. Ready for the facial?
Let's see what else. What else?
Oh, ooh, you've got a really steady hand. And it's a picture of Operation.
Yes, I was going to say, is that Operation? you need higher charisma for that, Dungeons and Dragons. you sure you want to put that there? Generic board games and sex. this person, to my ex in both scenarios, you fucking cheated. Oh. Nevertheless, she persisted, said regarding Battleship. Nice try, but that's not where it is.
The appropriately named Steve Long for Chutes and Ladders. You have to go down again.
Oh, I just spit my water out. Oh my God, somebody else talk because I have a joke.
Mr. Silly says, you can't move until I take my hand off it. And it's for chess.
Nice. Nice. I like this one for solitaire. Sometimes you just got to play with yourself.
Dancing with myself. Mm. Dancing with my Settlers of Catan. Which, speaking of, this is a Settlers of Catan one, which is in the picture, and it says, don't worry, you have to do it a few times before you get good at it.
Monopoly, I'm being the dog.
Hungry, hungry hippos. I can't do it anymore. My hand hurts.
Accurate.
I do remember that.
I know. neither of you guys were here during the were either of you here? What's the game that Dan and Jay were like
super Fireball big? Island?
Fireball
nope,
Island.
Nope. The this one, the like shit. You know, like the this, it looks like this.
No, don't know.
I feel like you're doing a visual representation of this hashtag.
I feel like I'm doing a visual representation of what I would like myself, but I'm not.
Exactly.
Shit, no.
Mimed during board games and sex.
Right.
Hold on, let me call my no longer friend and ask him. Hold, please. We might be on silent mode.
Mm.
Hey, what's the name of the game that you and Dan and Gabby used to play during the meetups in our apartment with the with the balls? Crossfire. Okay, thanks. Okay, good night. I love you. Bye. Crossfire. Okay, let me go back and say that again. I can't do it anymore. My hand hurts. Crossfire. That was a whole lot for a not funny joke, a not funny payoff.
What about this clue one? Yeah. Down the rope.
This is better with a group.
Or just. Sorry.
What
I
about
love that game.
Another generic one. I'm better at this after a couple of beers. Spoiler alert, nobody is better at anything after a couple of beers.
It's true.
I think you are.
Oh my god. Let's see, what else do we have? You sunk my battleship. I don't have enough money left to stay at this hotel. You only win if everybody has fun. It's a preschool board game.
You pull out so well.
Jenga. Why don't we do something that requires more than two players? Don't wake daddy from Don't Wake Daddy. Jenga, make sure you pull it out slowly.
I'm sorry, in my house you don't get money for landing on free parking.
Oh my god, just going down, like, the main thing that I've learned about this thread is there are so many board games that I just didn't know about.
Yeah, some of these board games I have never seen before.
Yep.
Another Hungry Hungry Hippo one. Oh, you got my balls in your mouth so quickly. This is too complicated. We should watch a video. Okay, that's my favorite one. We should watch a video. Twister. I didn't know you were so flexible. This is going to be fun. Does anyone have any other last minute submissions before we, you know, close up shop here?
Bowling. Go harder.
Rules are good. Rules help to control the fun. Anything for you, Amanda? What's your last submission?
What is my last one? Only because I don't know what this game is, but how many do I put in? And it's a picture of the funny finger game. That's and it game? Just looks like these plastic things where you put your fingers into it. I don't know how that's fun, but sure.
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 Oh, my God. Okay. Here's for the Epstein crowd. Found the rope. Clue.
I did say that one, but I was thinking more of like a kinky rope and not a...
Yeah.
That's probably better. All right. Finally, can't we just call it a night? And that would be things said during Monopoly. And sex. Oh, this is a really fun hashtag. You know, check it out. Blow on your hand for good luck and check it out. moving on to some feedback. We have, let's see. Is that me that's moving that? Am I doing that?
Doing what?
Everything is moving. Is that me? Stop yeah. it. Stop it from moving.
Oh, wait. It might have been me.
Is it you? Or is it me?
No, it's you.
This is Jay's new fucking mouse. It has, look, it's this, look at it. It's this weird.
Oh, I didn't understand what you meant. Moving.
Yeah, because at first I thought it was me because I realized my phone was on my keyboard. But
look, you move it as of that. You don't move the mouse itself. It's really fucking weird. All right, let's move into some facey back. Is that me still?
No, moving? Oh. Yeah.
Stop! Stop, you stupid piece of shit! Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Funny story. My laptop was sitting on top of the space bar.
God, Jay, your mouse sucks.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
It's moving from within side the house.
The computer.
Ours is this stupid.
It's in the computer.
Stupid tech bro thing. Like, why is this a thing? I don't understand why it's moving things on its own. My house is haunted. Okay. Well, now I got it. Okay, cool. So the facey back. Matt says, regards to our last episode that came out a few days late on March 8th, a great last-minute addition to International Women's Day.
It worked out nicely.
Mm-hmm. And then Maggie shared a meme that was from Game of Thrones, me voting in 2016 versus me voting in 2020. And I relate to this meme.
Yeah, it sounds as Stark.
Yep, sounds as Stark. Season one versus season whatever the last season was.
Mm-hmm. I can only hope for all the memes that will come from Arya and the Night King as we get closer to 2020, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she also had one more. She said, another crack in the glass ensures it eventually has to break. Thank you, Elizabeth. And that was probably referring to all of last week.
Yeah. Yep.
Wasn't a great week for me, but I'm here. We're better. Jessica said I really wanted to vote for her, and Maggie said I really wanted to vote for her in November. I did too, Maggie and Jessica. Yep, yeah. I did too.
Same.
Matt said, I read a book recently that will surely take your mind off the troubles of the world. It's called Will My Cat Eat My Eyeballs? Big Questions from Tiny Mortals by Caitlin Doherty. Doherty is a funeral director and fields a variety of questions about death by kids. If you have a bunch of popcorn kernels in you when you die, will they pop when you're cremated? Can we give grandma a Viking funeral as well as the eponymous? Fuck yeah, I got it.
Nicely done.
Eponymous
nice.
Query. Short answer, no, at least your cat won't eat them first. Oh my God, I've grown so much. My next is just, what's championing? Championing.
Yes. That was pretty good.
Oh my God, it turns out all the difference is less wine. Champion. Yeah. It turns turns out when you're more sober while recording a podcast. You know, I felt really bad about, you know, my mental state last week. And then I listened to Love It or Leave It. And he pours one out. I guess he pours one out on stage from a sponsor, like, for Warren. And then gives this, like, whole nice tribute. And I thought it was really nice while I was listening to it. I cried a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kept going on with my day. And then they had a Pod Save America episode that came out on Monday. And they do at the beginning, like, you guys want to plug your other podcast on the network. And Love It is like, yeah, I was really drunk. And they cut out the whole part where I was, like, laying across the stage crying. And I was like, oh, my God, there was a point where the show was exporting last week and I was literally laying on the floor crying. So I relate.
We're soul sisters.
But, yeah, yeah, good times, good times. Okay, Matt.
Also, eponymous. I just love this book and I super want to get it and read
please,
it.
Please, read the next part then, Something. Please. Go ahead.
Oh, the also Tor just released a flash fiction anthology called Nevertheless, She Persisted. It's a brief collection of short stories. The whole thing is fewer than 50 pages. Using that quote as an opening line / prompt, it's also available for free. And Matt gives us the link to get it for free.
Show notes, that's everybody. 100%. This will be in the show notes.
Hooray.
I will buy this book. I also bought $90 worth of merchandise from the Warren shop before it closed. I may have been drinking wine. Upon retrospect, I was like, I don't know, maybe the coffee mug would have sufficed. But a whole bunch of things. I don't know what I'm going to do with these all, but we're going to go with it. All right. Anyway, Matt's The Nevertheless, She Persisted book will definitely be in the show notes. If you would like a link to it through the Amazon, if it's through Amazon, but whatever. If you want a link to it regardless, you don't know how to get to the show notes, let us know in the Facebook group or email us and I will absolutely send you the link because it sounds awesome. And Amanda just said how much she loved it. So there we go.
Yeah, I'm really into it. Yeah. I'm going to read it.
All right. Finally, we'll finish this up with Match What She Said.
Matt starts us off with his own. Sorry for the lateness.
I gotta finish it.
Oh, it's me. we had a bit of a reversal from our Raw episode.
Mine is 68.
We went frontal.
I'm putting it down now.
I'd love that, but I'm not gonna wager on it.
If it sucks, then I just won't do it again.
You can tell yourself you had whatever you want to do.
Angle! Try flicking the other way. I've said this a couple of times.
I don't know where else we go with this.
Now I know how you all felt in 2016.
Anything else on your end?
What else did I finish?
I finished Sex Education.
I finished Sabrina.
I can give you some resources.
You know I get overexcited about things.
Is that the little crank thing? Is that the little crank thing?
You could put a new sheet on when you run out. Just clean it off at home at the end of the day.
The OG floppy, that eventually became hard. Hashtag, yes, I took the bait.
We knew you would. We knew you would. I still remember how cool I looked wearing it.
Okay, there it is. Go.
They finished half of it off.
Almost done here.
We were supposed to do another one today. We'll do it next week.
Fuck, that was a process.
I'll go for the woman who has more plans.
You did them out of order, so I was having a hard time following.
Nice. Oh my God, all right. Thank you, Matt, so much. we're getting into the rest of the feedback, and we're going to start with our yearly voicemail update from Will, who is one of my favorite listeners, and I wish that we got more feedback from him. Mm-hmm. He was a frequent feedbacker in our first two seasons, so I'm really happy to hear from Will. Will came to, I think he came to the Raleigh meetup once. He definitely used to come to Comic-Con.
Oh.
Yeah, I hope that we see you soon, Will, because, you know, you're awesome. Anyway, all right, let's get started with what Will has to say.
Hello, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. according to this, I haven't called you guys in 9 months. Wow, where does the time go? Well, I'm doing something that I hate to do, because I'm a completist, but I am declaring podcast bankruptcy and just deleting everything I haven't listened to these past, I think it's been about 2 years. I just got so far behind because I didn't get to listen at work, and I haven't worked in the last 8 months, so I don't really listen to podcasts anymore, but I'm just going to start fresh with, I guess, starting with this next episode, I think.
Oh, my God, please do.
I think some episodes I hadn't listened to it actually started disappearing from the feed. So, yeah, so I'm just going to start fresh. I don't know anything about what you guys have been talking about the past couple of years. I think I listened to one episode. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't have any feedback because I haven't been listening. But, you know, politics has gotten me down, all this infighting within the Democratic Party. And sorry if anybody is a Joe Biden fan, but I really don't think he is a good choice. And I mean, if he wins, you know, I'll support him and I'll be bitching about all the stuff that he's not doing that I think Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders would have done.
Agreed, baby.
But gosh, yeah, I'm kind of so unenthusiastic about it, and I'm not even sure Biden can win, which is really depressing because it's 4 more years of Trump. Other than that, you know, I've been looking for a job. You know, I haven't been out of work this long ever, like since I started working full time professionally. It's just so frustrating knowing that I have the skills. I'm a good person to work with. I get along well with people, but I know something about this town. I've talked to recruiters who said that this town has changed, and I know other people that have gone like a year with, you know, looking for work, and I'm like burning through savings right now, just still out there chugging along trying to find work, and I don't want to move right now because I love Portland, but this town is definitely frustrating because so many people want to live here now, and I guess everybody's fighting for the same jobs, but I have been enjoying, I guess, having some time off, the dogs, hanging out with friends, playing lots of video games, getting caught up on Netflix a little bit. I do spend a lot of my days, you know, filling out applications and talking on the phone, so I don't know. Things are...
He did warn us in the Facebook group that his voicemail gets cut off. So there we are.
And I love that he doesn't like call back to finish it.
I know. He's like, yeah, I'm done. I'm good. I'm so good, guys.
Have to wait for the next installment.
Yep.
Tune in next week months. For the stunning conclusion.
It's not going to be 9 months, though. Will's listening to this now. He's caught up. Will, go back a couple episodes. I know you're a big Warren supporter based on, you know, Twitter. Go back go back. I'll listen to last week. Cry with me. It'll be very cathartic.
Yes.
Also, if anybody is coming back and just catching up, we can give you a list of some of our greatest hits over the last, I don't know, however long you want. I feel like it's not unreasonable, the list I would give you. I'd give you a top five. Five episodes is like a total of like 8 hours, which isn't that long when you think about it, right? That's nope. What she said. Eight hours is long, and that's what she said context, because listen, at my age, we all have shit to do and we don't have 8 hours, but...
Dude, at any age.
At any age, people, that's true.
That's true. Yeah,
everybody's
fair
busy.
Yeah, not even busy. At some point, you just get sore, right? Like, 8 hours is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
right? I had a friend in high school where she went to college and she came back and she swore that she had like an 8-hour thing. And we were like, 8 hours? Really? Like, how does that work? And she was just played it off like, I guess you guys just, you know, don't understand sex. And we were like, oh, yeah, we totally get it. We totally get it. And now, like, you know, 20 years later, I'm like, I don't know.
She was lying.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I get it. Because 8 hours is a really long time.
Sounds like a hostage situation.
Yes, the orgasm hostage. That's always been the story, and I've always remembered that. And every time I'm like, eh, no, I still don't get it. I'm still good with my old people sex.
No TikTok and no 8-hour sex. Come on.
No.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn, goddammit.
Off my lawn.
Off my lawn. I ain't got no TikTok 10-second sex. I would call this episode TikTok sex, but I don't know. That'd be great for the search engines, right? It's kind of like that time.
Walked, buried in the sea of things that come up when you search that.
You know what, though? Speaking of search, you guys, I don't know if you remember this, but, you know, a mere 3.5 years ago, we named an episode something Donald Trump Taylor Swift, and we named it Taylor Swift at the end. Yeah. So, for the sole purpose of search results, and it fucking worked, guys. That was like one of our like highest hits. I don't know about downloads, but just that clickbait episode for like 2.5 years. Like, that was like the top thing. What was it? It was like something Donald Trump, Taylor Swift. And I had to convince Shandy for the Donald Trump thing. Not the Taylor Swift thing, though, but like the Taylor Swift thing. It was just, gosh. I'm really good at episode titles, and I can't remember this now, but yeah, it was really funny. Will listened to us back then. That was circa the age of the headphones, broadcast players stuff.
Yes. Yes, I remember the episode. Well, Will, I'm sorry you're having such a tough time with work. I hope that turns around for you.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
It can be really tough.
Yeah, that's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, I can't imagine how frustrating that is. And it's not great. So I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you find something soon. But in the meantime, we'll give you a list of broadcast episodes to catch up
on. I love the podcast bankruptcy, though. I definitely did that once, and it was like so freeing.
Yeah,
so I was so behind, and it was so stressful, and it's like, this is manufactured stress that I don't need.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good luck with the job hunt.
Yes, that too.
All the best. Call back in and let us know how it's going.
Yes, please do.
We're invested parties.
Our next email is from JP, and it is another set of broad questions.
Hello, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. I haven't done this in a while, and I felt it would be fun to send in some fun questions to explore. So throw your feet up, recline those seats. Here we go. So I guess I'll do them, and then we'll respond to them, and then I'll do the next one, and so forth.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. First question. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button on your life?
Rewind.
Yeah, I think rewind, because pause, it's like, are you pausing and like everything stops and you stop, or like everything stops?
Like Zach Morris.
Yeah. How does the pause button work? I feel like the rewind button is a little more clear.
Okay, well, when you put it like that, if I couldn't have the rewind button to re-record, then I guess pause, because pause will give me a moment as somebody with anxiety. It will give me a moment to stop and think about what I'm going to say. It's kind of like when you're having an argument with somebody like over text, and you have that moment where you could stop and pause and delete and like re-say it. Then I guess I would go with pause, but like rewind if I can, you know, re-record.
I think I'm going to go with pause too, because rewind opens up too many doors to like starting to regret things and then regretting things too easily and then always systematically going back and like changing everything. And if you change one thing, you change everything. And
See, I took rewind as just like, because I am someone that has a really bad memory, that like being able to rewind and go back and like relive like a happy moment that like I don't want to forget about. That's more how I interpreted rewind. Perhaps the more Pollyanna
you mean the interpretation more, of that. Twitch. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind version of it.
Perhaps.
One of my all-time favorite movies. Yeah.
Watch that one again. All right. So question two.
Yes. I would say rewind, except Facebook has this really handy feature where they will let you know all of the you know, other posts that you have liked or commented on, and you can go through that the next day if you ever wake up and you're like,
that's just one picture. I think the ability to kind of go back and like live in a moment that you really enjoyed, I think, is intriguing to me.
That is.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Moving on. Question number two. Would you rather not age mentally or physically? That's really tough.
It is really tough. And one of my other coworkers, who I don't actually generally talk about, we were talking about this on Monday, and she was saying how, you know, she had done 23andMe and found out that, you know, some of the things that she was more susceptible to or not. And we were talking about, would you rather have a physically debilitating disease like cancer or ALS versus a more mentally debilitating disease like dementia or Alzheimer's? And we decided, and I don't even ask me why we're having this fucking conversation. Apparently, you know, everything is awful in 2020 and you need to have these talks. But we were talking and decided that a mentally debilitating disease was probably better because you didn't know what was happening to you.
Ooh, but that's what makes it really scary. I think that people with dementia and Alzheimer's do kind of get like really freaked out because they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I think... I'm not trying to tempt the universe, but I would like to keep my mind.
I agree. Watching my grandparents fall into dementia, I would not want that for myself.
Yeah.
Fair. I don't know. Yeah. Watching family members, you know, go through cancer and other painful diseases, like, part of me is like, it would be really nice to not experience that, but
To be fair, the question didn't say, like, illness. The question just said aging.
And that's where I got to say, like, I would rather keep my aging, my mental, I would keep aging mentally because I take that to be, like, you know, how, like we do. Right now we do both.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think it would be really weird to be, like, stuck in the brain of a 20-year-old.
Yeah. Let's move on to question number three, shall we?
Yes, please.
Okay. Here's an improv moment for the broad players. You have each just been pulled over for speeding. Do whatever it takes to get out of the ticket. JP from NJ.
See, JP, here's what you don't know about me. I don't get pulled over for speeding because I don't speed.
I don't drive.
Oh my God, you guys are such assholes with
I don't have a
car. I'm also really freaked out by authority figures, especially like police. So, I mean, I would just be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would probably try and talk a big game and then eventually just be like, yeah, no, I'm sorry, officer. It was totally my fault. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Here's everything.
Okay, well, like,
here's my whole wallet. I don't know which one you need. Just take the whole thing.
Okay, well, I think you want something like funny and sexual.
Yep. Nope. Not giving in.
Okay. And the last email is from Andy.
All right. Andy writes in with this outbreak in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. Well, it's kind of hard to think of what to say with this coronavirus-sized elephant in the room. Of course, that's been on my mind all week. I'm trying to stay calm, but it's hard not to worry about what this could possibly mean going forward. Looks like this will probably disrupt everything for at least the short term. Sorry to bring up more doom and gloom, since it looks like there won't be any updates in my love life anytime soon. And needless to say, that's the least of what this outbreak is doing. Here's hoping the outcome won't be catastrophic. Right now we're stuck in this holding pattern, and for someone with anxiety, I hate waiting for this storm to hit. I guess there's not much we can do aside from what the experts have told us to do. Here's hoping everyone in Broad Nation stays healthy and safe. To try to end this on a lighter note, apparently there's already coronavirus porn out there. So even in this catastrophe, Rule 34 endures. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, Rule 34 is going to be there with the cockroaches. There's always going to be a Rule 34 for that. For anybody that doesn't know, Rule 34 is the rule that if it exists, a porno version of it exists. So hold on. Let me Google exactly that. Rule 34. So the 34th rule of the internet, which states that any object, character, or media franchise imaginable has a porn associated with it.
Okay.
All right. Well, on that note.
Hang in there, Andy. Hey, you're not in the demographic that needs to worry. So there's that.
Well, thank you, Andy, for the laugh. We do appreciate it. Even if Shandy is coming to terms with a whole new reality in which there might be a broadcast porn out there. I don't know where
it's water.
Going
you're right there. You dying?
I think I might be. I think in the time that we started recording, my nose and my chest have started hurting. And if only
you
I
might could... be coming down with coronavirus right now.
Oh my god! Oh my god. In real time.
In real time.
Yeah. I would say there's a test for that, but there's no test in America.
No. You have to be really sick to get the test. They're not going to waste it on like, oh, it might just be the flu.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times. All right. What was I talking about before? I forget.
We're wrapping it up.
All right. Well, on that note, everybody, thanks for listening. If you are a patron, thank you for being a patron. If you would like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jandjack or go to jandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top of the right-hand corner of the page. We're for March. We're having the International Women's promo. If you want to go to patreon.com/JaneJack, and you can become a patron at 70% lower price than it is the rest of the year. Once we hit April 1st, you can continue to be a patron at that level, but you will lose access to the feeds that, you know, correspond with such things. So just, we do hope that you would consider becoming a patron. If you would like to shop through the Amazon affiliates link, you can go to janejack.com/Amazon. That's all lowercase letters. That also helps everybody out on the network. Thank you to the patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Drake the Distributor, and Grego the Lego. I don't know. We're figuring this out. We're still workshopping this. Greg, let us know what you want. Thank you, everybody. Does anybody else have anything before we go?
No. My upstairs neighbor is stomping.
Oh, I can hear that.
Yeah, that is a human being walking.
What is
stomping,
his problem?
Not thumping.
I don't know. I think he is deaf and dumb.
Maybe he's just sexually frustrated.
No, they were going at it this weekend.
Oh, so they're
still together?
Yeah, I think they took a break, or maybe she was traveling. I don't know. Maybe it's someone else. I don't know. But there were sounds. We were trying to watch TV. Interesting. But yeah, the stomping. It's midnight. That stomping's gonna have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, no, I have nothing.
All right. Well, on that note. Sorry, I'm in a different place, so I'm playing with things by my feet that are definitely not usually there. All right, well, thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate it. Please, if you have any feedback, we would love your feedback. We do love feedback. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can go to 331-276-2373 and leave us a voicemail. Yeah, or Facebook group, and we have an Instagram, we have a Facebook page, anything you want, it's all there. We would love to welcome you into our broadcast community. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Good night. Goodbye.
Bye.